you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. As you can tell, Zach is not here today. He's feeling a little ill, so send him some positive thoughts, good wishes, and love so he can get back on the mend and come back and see us again. But we have quite a crew today. I couldn't be happier to have the three amigos.
It's the boys.
The boys are back in town.
Yes.
The dog pal.
I love it.
Shane Smith, Jade Werner, and Micah Brucey.
Dude, we're killing it.
Yes.
What's up?
Now, I have a couple things I'd like to get to. Should I rapid fire them off and we go back? Yes, let's do that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. How do you guys both be skinny and in shape and drink sodas all the time? Jay, you just started using Zins, but you're not a tobacco guy.
Yes.
And now you like nicotine. Doctors like that.
Yeah.
Shane, how do you look so good all the time? What's your workout routine?
I drink diet soda, firstly. Yeah. Not regular soda. That's an important thing. Also, I am mentally ill, and all of my workouts are to failure. Have you ever? I do air squats to failure.
Ugh. What?
Yeah. Disgusting. So every set on everything I do that isn't a warm up is always to failure. I run to failure.
Oof. Fuck that.
So that's how I am in shape all the time.
I have my little eating disorder app. It's called MyFitnessPal.
Oh, that's a great one. I love it.
Yeah. That's in there. That's in there for sure. And it's actually not an eating disorder. It's regular eating. And I'm just writing it down. And if anything changes, I have a meltdown.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
I started doing the tobacco-less chew, though. Yeah. No nicotine, no tobacco. It's just chew that tastes good.
Yeah, that's called gum.
No.
Yeah,
you don't
do you
chew
bubble
it.
Gum?
It's like a dip. Like Skull.
Oh, it's called Bazooka Joe. Comes a little joke cartoon, too.
Dude, I wish it had a cartoon in it.
Yo,
well, I used to dip when I was a kid.
You mean Big League Chew?
Yeah. You're just packing chaw, but gum.
Yes.
Explain this.
It's just one of those, like, I always have to be drinking something or, like, eating. I don't know. And so just having it, like, massages my brain. And then I used to chew when I was a kid, and I thought I was, like, a professional baseball player when you're 15. So you're less. You're doing
it. One time, I used to work at a water ice cream stand in Wilmington, Delaware off 202, and I shut it down for an hour and went on break and then climbed a fence and played baseball with my friends at a little league field.
Yes.
And then told people I was a professional baseball player.
That's so sick.
I played it on the clock.
Dang. That's so fucking funny.
I want to play softball, so I wish Gas Digital had a team.
Yo, I've said this. I wish comics got together and we did like roller skating league or like a roller hockey league or fucking softball.
Yeah. The amount of life-changing injuries that have happened at Skankfest basketball tournaments show you that there should be no comics playing sports ever.
True. We used to do wiffle ball at McCarran Park.
So fun, dude.
Bro, I would fucking whiz it in there and talk shit and make enemies.
I could throw a curveball.
Too serious.
That's how you gotta play. You gotta play with your heart in it.
Yeah.
No, you gotta full out, full tilt, all the way.
Yeah. Because you're not gonna do anything great athletically, but you can cripple someone mentally.
And that's
the goal.
Yes.
I love to go deep on like a girl who's throwing underhand. Just absolutely crank it down.
Oh, dude, I don't think me and Django Gold or Friends was shit talking him so bad while pitching to him.
That's so sick. I love when a pitcher talks shit, dude. And whiffle ball.
Comic, fuck, I wish I could remember what his name was. Where because of that wiffle ball game, I was like, next time I see him, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him. I'm gonna fucking knock this guy around. And then I saw him at a party, and he was sincerely wearing a suit that was like three sizes too big.
What?
And I spent an hour and a half standing in the corner just being like, well, I have to write 100 jokes about his suit and say them to whoever will be near me.
Just
and
it was one of the talking Ben Wasserman. Dude.
It was one of the best nights of my life, dude.
Dude, I would love if we all got together and had like a Sunday softball game.
Would
or
be
some
so
shit.
Sick. Yeah. I found
it's so hard with everyone's like schedules.
It
and
is.
Stuff.
There was a walk-on Sunday game I used to play where they played baseball at McCarran Park.
Oh man!
And it was anyone could walk on and play, and I loved that. It was so fun. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Just being the walk-on guy that just takes it way too seriously.
That's me,
with
dude.
No friends.
That's me just cranking it into first base so hard that they had to have a talk with me. Like I'd be at shortstop and I'd field it and I would just burn it into first base and the guy was like, "Hey man, I get that you could throw hard, but like it's a girl. You gotta chill out." And I was like, "Nah, fool."
Yeah, that's a pitcher's daughter. Upsetting everyone.
So good. Beer league competitive is so funny because it's for nothing.
It's for nothing.
One of my buddies got two concussions playing beer league hockey. And it's like, and we were like, "Dude, you have to stop." He's like, "Oh," and he has it in his head. He played with Sidney Crosby when he was a kid, so he has it in his head he could have been that,
and he could never let it go. And we're like, "Dude, you suck."
Dude, I didn't make it for a reason.
Yeah,
I was on a sober softball team in like 2009.
One of the saddest things ever.
No, trust me, it gets sadder because I got kicked off the team for drinking.
They catch you like at the game, Bad News Bear style.
Dude, it
like,
was
oh, weird.
Ian has
brown Gatorade.
It was like AA, like a sobriety thing.
Yeah.
And I started drinking, and then one of the guys tried to be a hard ass and was like, "You want a drink? You want a drink? Let's go to the bar right now. I'll put my card down, and you'll see what happens when you drink. You got to cut this shit out." And I was like, "I'll go right now."
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, this is backfiring." Yeah.
He was doing the, like, smoke a whole pack of cigarettes move. Yeah. You're like, "I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I will absolutely get smashed right now."
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Chuck and your ponytail.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, Chuck. I never deleted my Coke dealer's number. It's in there ready to go.
Oh, yeah. God. Mine used to send me messages for holidays. Holidays.
Oh,
like Coke related. Like
Merry Christmas. Let it snow.
Yes, I swear to God. It's Christmas and it's snowing. I got that snow, this and that.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Sniff it up and have some fun. God, oh my God.
So funny.
That's great
so
marketing.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Dude.
I also got a job from my Coke dealer. His cousin worked at a fucking financial firm that got me a job as an administrative assistant so that I could keep paying him money.
That's crazy.
My Coke dealer did more for me with unemployment than the government did.
That's what we need. That's job corps.
Yes,
we got to put these Coke dealers. I mean, they're entrepreneurial people. Stop putting them in prison. Put them in the positions they need to be in to make society better.
And cocaine and finance are so incredibly intertwined.
Oh, they really are.
Well, dude, if you watch these shows, like I used to watch Lock Up Raw all the time, and like you see how these guys completely navigate the prison system and just adjust and adapt, and they can make weapons out of anything. They figure out ways to communicate. It's like really mind-boggling the level of thought and effort they go into to like survive and like make everyday normal. It's like, man, if you could do that on the outside, you would be fucking killing
it. Oh, absolutely. Your ingenuity. Do you see when they like talk through toilets and shit
that?
Yeah. And they send letters and everything.
Yeah, they like you flush it and then you try to fish it out with the hook and stuff.
God,
you trick men into having sex with you.
Dude,
Ian's favorite part. He's like, "Oopsie, you're fucking me again."
Ingenuity.
Oh my God, I cannot get the grip on this soap.
They get pissed off. They're like, "We don't want to fuck you anymore, Ian."
Yeah.
It's enough.
Everyone came. Who's this fucking guy who keeps slipping around in the shower like Mr. Bean? Gotta get everyone to fuck him in the ass. We get it.
And stop singing the Benny Hill theme song while you're doing it.
Just sleeping naked consistently with your ass out of the side of the bed.
I would love to be in a prison and see some guy like making a knife out of something you've never seen before. And you're like, brother, I got to tell you about UX design. You would go crazy and you would be so good at it if you now you're stabbing me.
What is UX design?
It's like coding like back end computer shit where you can be like, hey man, I know you're really good at making this knife, or what if you thought about literally anything else ever?
Yeah. Wow, it's almost like they don't want people in prison to ever be productive members of society.
They make a lot of money if they come back.
Yeah, that's wild.
Have you ever seen 60 Days Locked Up?
No.
Oh, 60 Days In.
Or 60 Days, it's a show where people volunteer to go to prison, but there's one season where there's this huge, like, albino gay guy, and he's getting pimped out by the pod boss, which in jail, it's not prison, it's jail, which is a little different, but like anyway, the guy's in charge, and he's pimping the other dude out, and then it's just like the camera's on this guy and he's like, I ain't gay, son, I ain't never been gay, that's not how I roll. And then it just immediately cuts to him going into a room with Deshaun like looking around alone. You're like, bro, you're on TV.
You don't know you're here to be here.
Yeah, bro, what are you talking about? It's just the smash cut to him being as gay as possible.
Did you ever see the one of the guy who's like, I'm made for this, I'm a security guard, blah, blah, and then the first day in, he says a code word to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another
like, Pumpernickel!
Dude, I love that show.
Le está gustando mi podcast. Mon balado te plate. We get fat de main podcast. Ti pace il mio podcast. Tu gustos de mi podcast? Those are all the different ways I asked, do you like my podcast? That's Spanish, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Polish. You know how I know that? Because of fucking Babbel. That's how. Babbel is amazing. With Babbel, you can learn any language. You can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. That's right. Tres años weeks. The best way to learn a language is through immersion, living where the language is spoken natively and using it every day. But that's not possible for everyone. So what's the second best way to learn a language, you fucking dumbass? Babbel. Yeah, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, correctamundo. Check it off the list this summer, or fall, or spring, or winter. El Wintando with Babbel. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself like a fucking idiot with language apps that are a little more than playing games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language todos los días. That means every day. Here's a special deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/guys. Get 55% off at babbel.com/guys, spelled babbel.com/guys, G-U-Y-S. Rules and restrictions may apply. Adios, mis amigos.
That the craziest part about that show, my favorite part, is how it's girls too. They show the girls' side of the jail and the men's side, and they'll be like, the girl side of the jail's like, hey, we're trying to crush up drugs to do them, and this girl keeps saying bad stuff about me, and the girls are like braiding each other's hair, like yelling at each other, and they're like, and then it cuts to the girl doing an interview, and she's like crying. She's like, it's so hard here. I don't know how I'm gonna last all 60 days. They argue so much, and then it cuts to the men's jail, and the dude's like stabbing another guy, and there's people being raped, and like the other guy's like, the five of us have to form an alliance so the gang doesn't kill us. And like, our men and women's problems are so crazy different. Like, it's literal hell in the men's side. And the women are like, the arguing is really making it difficult to live here.
Dude, I did a show in Spokane, Washington. And
shut up, Spokane. Yeah, everybody dude, there looks my like apologies. They just got out of a hospital.
Dude, fucking love that city, man. Any place where like there's a good sense of grimy.
Yes. Yep.
There's
yes.
a lady in the crowd at Crowdwork. She had like big tattoos on her neck. Because I asked the crowd, I'm like, who is here has been to prison? And she goes, me. I was like, oh, I bet you were fucking chicks in there. And she goes, no. I was a pillow princess. Girls were fucking me. I was like, well, fucking, you mean like with your hands, like eating you out? She's like, no, we had dicks. And I was like, what'd you make dicks out of? And she goes, Jolly Ranchers. They would mold dicks out of Jolly Ranchers and then take bandage tape and tape it onto their bodies and fuck each other.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Finger each other.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, did you get diabetes from that? Like,
yeah, dude.
Sick.
Dicks are so powerful.
They
dude,
are. People
wow.
want them.
God always finds a way.
That's true, dude.
That's incredible. That's like a poor man's transition.
It is.
That's like how like a 12-year-old trans kid turns trans in like the farmland.
Spends their allowance at the corner store.
A little fat gay boy. He's like, one day I'm gonna suck a dick. It's gonna be made of Jolly Ranchers.
It's gonna be so. I'm gonna go crazy.
I'm not gay. I'm just fat.
It's like the world's worst Willy Wonka land. You open it, and it's all like, oh, he's drinking out of the chocolate cum river. Not again.
He's just trying to fuck all the kids. Like,
he's like. All the Oompa Loompas are like, Jesus, not again.
Oh. Oompa doompa doopily dee.
The kids never
I cannot
died.
Stop the cum coming into me.
Oh, Kate. Okay, this is what I was talking to you guys about before. So in Pokemon, they've broken down the most fuckable Pokemon. And you would think it's like a jinx. Yeah.
Now Shane's listening.
I'm on this wave with yeah. you, dog. I know.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
People, you think it's like Jinx or maybe Mr. Mime, like a humanoid looking Pokemon.
I don't know
anything about Pokemon.
So, I don't think that, by the way.
You think it would be Jinx or Mr.
Stuff.
Mime, the two most racist Pokemon.
Well, you think
by the
like
way, those
one...
are not my thoughts.
Yeah. You would think it'd be Jinx or Mr. Mime.
Like a most.
No, like a lady.
They're the most human looking ones.
Mewtwo or like. Or you.
Pop some of these up, Alex. Who are these people?
But the one that the community has come together to say that is by far the most fuckable Pokemon is what's it called? Fuck, I'm
it's
forgetting.
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon.
Yeah.
So Vaporeon is an Eevee that turns into its water form, and they say not only is it the most fuckable because it's like the cutest, it's like the most like furry-esque, but because it's a water type Pokemon, it would have like the ushiest, gushiest pussy. Like just a waterfall
that's
of like fuckability.
That's such a I've never had sex idea. You're like, oh my God, people from California are near the ocean, so their pussies have to be wet. They gotta have really wet pussies because they're close to the ocean.
Yeah, yeah can we dude. Bring up like a sexy Vaporeon up on the screen?
Teenagers aren't well.
No, and they're horny, man.
Yeah.
They don't know where to put it.
Well, and men aren't, people are having less sex than ever, so they're
here
more insane.
Wait, no, that's not what they
no.
really look
that's
like.
That's not what it really looks like, but
I say they. Because I respect their pronouns. That's not what they look
so
like.
So that's a normal Vaporeon.
That's Vaporeon. A cat.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's
oh,
very
yeah,
nice.
That's a cat mermaid. What the fuck has happened to us?
Show us one with a little bit of ass
we
on
need
it.
Jesus.
No,
this
Zoomer's
not
well.
You live
listen,
in a
brother, I'm
society.
Way ahead of you.
Listen, if you draw anyone like this, you're going to want to fuck
yeah,
them.
Yeah, dude, if you rule 34, a Boeing 747, you'll find a sexy Boeing 747.
Yeah, dude, it's like, listen, what I don't want to fuck a regular pig puppet, but I want to fuck Miss Piggy because she has big fucking tits.
She has huge tits.
Yeah, dude, she's stacked, but I respect Kermit so much.
Yeah. No.
He's a comedy icon.
Yeah,
he is.
But they seem open. They seem like they're open because he's always like, are we going to get married? Are we not going to get married?
I think they're doing the thing where maybe Miss Piggy's open, but Kermit's not.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Kermit, Miss Piggy, Polly, a Muppet Christmas Carol?
I mean, the Muppet Christmas Carol here, he's already wearing like the Polly like top hat with like goggles on it and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The steampunk guy who goes to Burning Man that's always polyamorous somehow.
I think I hate that guy. Kermit would agree to the Polly thing like against his wishes. Like he's so apprehensive
so
about
he'd be
it.
Like 90% of men
yeah.
He'd be like just, when I have sex it's good and when she has sex I feel like I'm
oh
getting
shot
oh my
god with- Alex what
no!
is that
that's
That's what I'm talking about.
And then
ultimate domination.
She fucks Animal, and it really fucks with him. She fucks the drummer, he can't handle.
He fucks like, you know, like in Muppets Take Manhattan, like the waitress lady, like someone who's not in their friend group.
Miss Piggy gets nose fucked by Gonzo.
Yeah.
Gonzo's in a beautiful relationship with his chicken girlfriend.
Oh, is he?
Oh,
yeah. He's monogamous with his chick. He has a girlfriend. She's a chicken. I can't remember.
Pull
her
up
name.
Gonzo's girlfriend.
Miss Piggy's getting eaten out by Janice and her big old lips.
Oh, dude, because she's a recovering heroin addict. Janice is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Herman's getting fucked by the Swedish chef. The old men are just jacking off.
Oh, look at them over there.
Dude, the chef's chopping stuff on Kermit's back while he's doing it.
Oh, they're so in love.
No, they really are. It's really cute.
That's so nice. Priscilla?
Yes, or something like that.
How'd you pull that one up?
I'm a Muppet guy. Yeah, I'm a Muppet guy. Sometimes,
big Muppet babies, dude.
Yeah, no adult Muppets. I'm not looking at the Muppet babies. I'm not a fucking...
That's
a Muppet pedophile.
That funny? Everything they made babies... It was like Muppet Babies, Scooby-Doo Kids, Tiny Toon Adventures.
That is a way to accidentally show your age, because they don't do that anymore. So if you know who the Muppet Babies are, like, I don't want to date anyone who knows who the Muppet Babies are. You know what I mean? Because you're too old.
I thought you were going to go, if you don't know the Muppet Babies, you're too young.
Respect.
Yeah, it's like a 30 and up thing. Apparently, because like no one knows who the Muppets. I'm a huge Muppets guy, so I'd be like, I'd like do a joke about it, and then they'd be like, "What's the Muppet Babies? That's not real."
I really liked like it's Tiny Toons.
Yeah, dude,
they were great. They introduced new little characters. There was a Tiny Toon video game. It reminded me of coming home from school
Very
and not
good.
Having any parents home.
Super Nintendo. Yeah, that was a good one. And Tiny Toons came on right before Animaniacs.
Yes, dude. Animaniacs.
Yeah.
So good,
dude.
That was a good time of television, man.
Yes.
Holy shit, drank it up.
Yes. And they, dude, there were a lot of adult little jokes in that, which
is
nice. Yeah.
That's Looney Tunes in general.
And what Rocko's Modern Life. Ren and Stimpy was basically written by a pedophile, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wait, wasn't that guy?
One half of Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. Was it the guy's a pedophile?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
or just, I don't know the whole story, but I think he's a weirdo for sure.
He definitely had like, I think he had like a...
Foot fetish or
no,
something?
Like a 15-year-old girlfriend. Or
oh, okay, yeah, and he would like fly her out, but it was a whole thing.
Can you look that up?
Apparently, the Nickelodeon guy is like
Dan Schneider.
He has a weird, crazy foot fetish, and was like obsessed with feet. And if you look at the Nickelodeon symbol in like the 2000s, it was a foot.
Yeah,
it was a
remember
foot,
like
yeah.
Double Dare always had feet smashing people and stuff.
Yeah, dude, he's
and
like
it was all goopy
with, feet.
With the gack.
Well, dude, thank God for it because that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
somebody's life was affected, but it's not mine, so I don't care.
Mine was affected. Double Dare rocks.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, dude?
Only
Legends
come if
Temple?
I'm looking at a Crag Rock.
Dude.
We didn't have Double Dare in Canada. That never came up. We had this show called That was like, was like a
There's
kid's
some slime.
Like a same sort of thing, like kids sort of obstacle course challenge thing. And they had this dude, I can't remember what his name was, but he basically was like a cross between Bane and a gimp. And he was like the villain of the show. And if you got shit wrong, he would throw you into this like container and they would slime you. Yeah, that was a big part of the show.
Okay, that's just a kid version of the hole in Silence of the Lambs. Dude, okay, Double Dare. The guy who did that was Mark Summers, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of him and Burt Reynolds getting in a fight on late night TV?
No.
Yo,
they get into a fist fight?
They throw like water on each other.
Oh, okay. So they got heated.
Yeah.
Heated, and then it's played off like a joke.
Yeah. So
that's like what happened to Colbert and the guy from Virgin.
Who?
Richard Branson
and Colbert got into like almost a fist fight on the Colbert Show.
Oh, I love
that.
I
went to a taping of Colbert, like one of his first ones when he took over like the Late Show.
Right, like 2005, right?
Oh, it was like 2000.
Or no, you're talking, it was Colbert Report.
When he took over like for Letterman. Mm-hmm. And it was him and Bill Maher. And they had to bump like three guests because him and Bill Maher got into such a big argument about religion.
Wow.
And it was for so long.
I hate Bill Maher.
Yeah. I was like, man, I hope nobody wins this argument. This sucks. I'm here with my mom.
Oh, we can't hear.
Oh, it's on loud. Oh, we gotta put on headphones. Shit. Hold on. How long is this, Alex?
Hope it's an hour long. And it's the whole episode.
It's like 7 minutes, but I skipped to what appears to be close to
the water throwing part.
Because Burt Reynolds keeps usurping fucking Mark Summers.
Burt Reynolds looks like he's not on this planet.
Dude, he is such a dick. It's amazing.
Do you want to watch it from earlier on? Or?
Let's just see the good stuff.
Yeah, let's just.
There we go.
Oh!
All right, rewind it.
That's...
No, because
a week and a half later it came.
Because Burt Reynolds throws water in his face
first.
So rewind it.
Oh, and Jay Leno's a coward.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Now you say you make the kid. I mean, you force the child. You hold the child's head under the baby's and then throw them out. And
we have an obstacle course.
Who told you were a neatness freak? I just say that because your back is to me, and I was just talking to a back.
No, I can talk to you too, Bert.
Thank you.
Watch out, he's got scissors.
Little disrespect.
Well, Bert thinks he's the host of the TV show.
My wife tells me that often.
She says, good morning,
I'm still married, as a matter of fact.
Yes, well.
Oh!
That was a.
Damn, that was a sick burn.
Dude, yeah, he got him. He fucking got him.
It's so funny because it doesn't make Bert look good to react like that.
No, sensitive man.
Hold on. Jay's really going to break it down. Rewind it for Jay.
What if he goes,
yeah, she left me, Mark.
So, Mark, welcome to late night television. This nice little quiet, Nickelodeon Lifetime. We do a little show. We do some sewing. We do some little things like that. Burt Reynolds just threw water on me. Did you notice that, folks?
Okay. And you'll treasure it, lady.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Dude, he's getting them.
I used to be on your show all the time. Win, lose, or draw. I used to love that show.
Funny, I don't remember.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about being a neatness fanatic.
Yes, talking about being a neatness fanatic. But you started out as a magician, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you. About a week and a half later, it came. There we go.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That's amazing.
Because Bert smiled a little bit. He's like, he did get me.
Yeah. I mean, Burt Reynolds just is cock smelling like a million different types of pussy. Yeah. Mark Summers. Is there more?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How great is that?
That's so wild.
Good. Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine, like, Burt Reynolds, you're on the show and he's just cutting into you like you're just a fucking joke and you know you're a joke because you're Mark Summers,
right?
And then the biggest movie star of the time is just shitting on you. You're like,
yeah, well, I'm still married. Yeah. Dude, that's so tough. Honestly, Mark, shout out to Mark Summers.
Mark Summers killed it.
Staying totally composed and being like, dude, my life is great. Yeah. I don't need a bajillion dollars or to be famous.
And he doesn't frown or break or anything. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, we're having a good time here. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't think that could happen today. No, probably. I'm being a fucking loser.
I think they wouldn't let it happen.
No, they would understand
not to put you in a position like that, which is why TV is bad.
But like, he's like every celebrity is so like media trained and stuff now. Like everyone always shows up on their best behavior and everyone's friends.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds is just being a
he's like
in dick.
He's like coked out of his mind for like the seventh day in a row, and he's like, "I'm gonna get this little fucking game show guy. I'm gonna teach him a lesson."
Yeah. And when he says you were a magician, you just hear Burt Reynolds be like,
It's like when you're on a show with a comedian who does like a lot of singing or something, and you're like, "Well, I have to make you feel bad." A little bit.
I don't respect you.
Listen, we're friends, maybe, but we do different things.
Absolutely.
It would have been a good burn if he was like, "You're a magician." Burt Reynolds laughs. You go, "Burt Reynolds, you're kind of a magician. You made your wife disappear." That would have been just absolutely savage.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Oh, dude.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is illegal. Want to get high? Really high? Really? Super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com, where you can stop up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. I don't smoke weed, and I don't do any of that stuff, but I know people who do, and they sure do love YoDelta. It's Delta 8. Vapes and gummies. People like it. So if you are over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? I'll tell you. It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let me tell you, it'll be a gas for 25% off.
I would fight on late night TV. I feel like they'd love it.
Dude, that'd be so awesome.
And also, I think something like that is good for your career.
If you actually
go, Will Smith is the exception,
But that was weird because that was him. Like, if someone comes at you and you defend yourself and you win, boom, you're pretty sure
Goldfinger played on Conan and the drummer lifted Conan up and they like didn't like it and they never played late night again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you look that up, Alex? In the meantime, why don't we do plugs?
Oh, yeah. Plugs.
Yeah. Let's plug some stuff up. What do you say?
Yeah, dude. Okay. We love to plug it.
We love
Plug it in, plug it in. What do you got, Shane?
All right. Cowboy Boys Podcast. I just got done touring, and I think the only show I have scheduled is the Lamb of God Cruise, which is sold out.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be super tight. Wow. So I will be touring next year, so ShaneSmithComedy.com. Just keep a lookout. But, dude, I'm taking like 6 months off. I'm just going to surf and lift weights and do push-ups and enjoy my life, play video games. It's going to be awesome.
I've recently gotten back into video games, and I love it.
Dude, new Fortnite update. Anyway. Yes.
Not my cup of tea. Jay, what do you got?
I got my show at the Wilbur on January 12th.
Yes.
And then also I'm going to be in JFL Vancouver doing the Vogue Theater. Those are both coming up, so all tickets are on sale now. Oh, there's a couple other dates there as well. You can just go to chaterena.com for all other socials, C-H-E-D-U-R-E-N-A, Chaterena, on all platforms.
Yes. Mikey?
A Little Time Podcast. You can listen to that wherever podcasts are. We're on Patreon. You can go there, too. Wherever Shane goes is usually where I am too.
Oh yeah,
I'll also be on the Lamb of God cruise.
Yeah, he's also on the Lamb of God cruise. It's gonna be so sick, dude.
Yes, that is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm so excited. I think I'm doing some shows in the Southeast in like January or February, but yeah, you can just follow me on social media.
And we're all that
at Micah Brucey everywhere.
Yes, A B R U
S C I.
Yeah, iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. IanFidance.com for all my dates. I'm hitting the road hard in 2024. Philly, Tampa, Sacramento, Portland, Seattle, San Fran, California, everywhere. IanFidance.com for tickets. B&E and with Jordan out every Wednesday on YouTube, Patreon.com/B&E and Pod. I just filmed my first special last night at the Cutting Room. Thank you guys. It was amazing. Thank you to everyone that came out. It was truly magical. I can't wait for everyone to see it. That'll be out in spring of 2024, probably March or April. And that's what I got. So make sure you check these guys out on the road. They're very, very funny. And I want to hear about this Lamb of God cruise.
Yeah. Dude, so I live an insane life, and Lamb of God's like maybe my favorite band of all time, or like tied, but it doesn't matter.
I've always wanted to punch someone in the face to 11th Hour.
Yes, yes, dude. So I ended up meeting Randy Bly, and we became good friends immediately. Both of us are into like a lot of like lame stuff, like poetry and also their kind of stuff. So we like bonded over what
we're
into.
Poetry's not lame. I'm going to go to a poetry reading later this week. If you guys want to come, I don't want to go alone.
Oh, that's really funny.
When is it? I'm so busy.
Both of you. Okay. Sorry, I can't do a stitch with some OnlyFans girl. I'm too busy.
Yeah, dude.
Follow me,
real.
You fucking idiot. That's boring. Right, Dick? Dude. And you, I don't even, I'm sorry, you got to work on your diet, okay? Me and Shane are going to have fun.
I've dialed it in. We're there.
He has the data.
I Googled it. I can live off of 9 Cliff Builder bars a day. I will hit everything I need with 9, and I will never shit again.
I'm literally eating one right now.
I have one in my fucking purse out there. Anyway.
No, dude, honestly, the way you've gotten in shape and lost weight, it's very inspiring, very cool to see, and it's nice to see you doing well.
Yeah, I was disgusting, and now I'm awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to admit, man, I didn't really want to be around you for a while.
No, it's true. I wanted to kill myself, and it was hard to be around me. Dude, there's this tweet of mine that keeps going. One of those ones that gets picked up by like meme accounts and shit.
Yeah, it goes away. And
every time I want to reply, I'm like, hey, I wrote this instead of killing myself. Just so everyone knows. What, like, oh, what's LOL. The tweet? It says something like, it's like, hey, maybe I'm not doing well emotionally, but I'm also not doing well financially or physically.
I know this tweet.
Yeah, and so that's my, great. And it keeps coming up. I want to be like, hey, you have no idea where I was emotionally when I wrote this tweet. And now you're sharing it. I'm
dude,
like, funny.
The saddest thing ever.
Funny
life update doing bad.
Yeah, truly, it's like funnymoms.meme on Instagram. Dude, and I'm like, I was living in a bedroom with no windows, and I still am, but it's different now.
That's so funny.
Damn.
But the cruise is gonna be amazing. I met Randy and we made friends, and then I've been in bands my whole life and like guest done vocals for other more popular bands. So we had a bunch of mutual friends. So then we become friends. Then we start talking in real life. Then we're both talking about the literature we love. It's crazy. So then now I just get to like hang out whenever I see him and stuff, and we both surf. So that was the big link between us.
Yeah.
And so we made friends. Then I did the rock cruise.
We did. Shiprock.
Shiprock.
Was that recently or was
that was
a while
beginning
ago.
Of this
January
year?
This year.
Yeah, yeah. So we did Shiprock. He was randomly on it. And so we hung out and became even better friends. And then he was like, this cruise is all right. But you know what cruise is going to be really good? Boom, the Lamb of God cruise. He's like, we should get you on it. And then now I'm on it. It's the craziest thing of my life. It's like to see on a billboard or a billing thing that it's like Lamb of God, Guar, freaking like Parkway Drive.
Yeah, like and at the gates, entombed, Shane and Mike.
Yeah, it's so sick. That's and cool. To be able to do comedy for all these bands is going to be like so fun. Because mostly it's like the entertainers want to hang out with you when you're the comedian on a boat.
Yeah.
Well,
like we went around Shiprocked. We looked up and it's just Psycho Mike from Suicidal Tendencies and his entire family.
All five of his
children just watching us. And I'm like, so I was watching a homeless guy jack off. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Did they like it?
No, dude. Mike loved us.
I've been asked, because I've opened for bands before and it's been like fine, but I've been asked to like, you know, open this fest or whatever, like MC in between. I'm like, I'm kind of staying away from that because I'm like, man, I love the hang and everything, but it is like, I don't want to fucking eat shit in front of like guys
that's,
and bands
that's
I
what,
like.
That's what was good about these cruises were, because I was like, I don't know if I want to be a guy who does comedy on cruises or whatever, but these are different because it's like, well, we had like a show.
Right.
So it wasn't like, oh, we're going on the stage in between bands. It was like, oh, 10 p.m.
That's
Mike
the
in
thing.
Yeah, we had our whole thing and
that's
people were
the thing.
Hyped because
that's
this is
key.
A boat about entertainment. It's not even just like regular people. Like, I guess I'll check out the comedian. No, there was it was no standing room. It was that
like
packed.
That's
it was
crazy.
One of the
that's
best shows, like two of the best shows of my life.
We were on the boat for a week. We did two shows, and then we had the rest of the time to do whatever.
That's
and
fucking that sick. Like, I love that because I've been asked to do like go up in between bands, and I'm like, no,
that's terrible.
That's some of the worst sets I've ever had in my entire life. Is going up in between bands.
Well, because it's just such a change in energy. You have to consume comedy in a completely different way.
Totally.
You have to be quiet. You have to be paying attention. Like, the lights need to be low. It needs a whole different vibe. Yeah. And also, with you guys going on this cruise, it's like in your ilk. It's what the fuck you guys love. It's
So, 100%. These are our weirdos.
Yes, your fucking people there, and they're going to fucking love it.
The only tough thing is, you got to do two shows, and they're an hour long, and all the same people are coming to both.
Oh. Yeah.
Luckily, I always have a clean hour and a dirty hour.
Right.
So I was set, but, like, still, it's sketchy because you can't crowd work your way out of it.
Yeah.
What are you going to be like, what do you do for a living, Mike from Suicidal Tendencies? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you, there's
no
crowd work.
What do you do, songs that change my life?
Nice hat.
It flips up in the front.
Exactly. You know, there's nothing you can do, so you've gotta have stuff to say.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It was a little tough that way. Also, I lost my voice because we did a live band version of Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and we went so hard that I blew my voice out.
Wow.
Dude.
So it was, and that was, dude, that was so
People
fun.
Liked that more than the comedy.
They did. That was crazy because it was this live band doing karaoke, but it's a real show. There's like hundreds of people in this area with a live band, and you can go up and sing, and everyone's doing like ballads and Green Day and all this dorky stuff, and we got up there and everyone was like, oh, it's the comedians, what goofy shit are they gonna do? It was like, dun, and everyone went insane.
Dude, I was walking around like I was in fucking Agnostic Front.
Dude, yeah, we felt so good. Oh my God, one of the best weeks of my life.
Would,
dude.
Now that's like perfect for you guys. Would you, and I don't want to pigeonhole you, but you've found such a like lane in like I joked, but dude, those stitches with like OnlyFans girls and Instagram
Love
butt
it.
Things are like fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like, would you, if they asked you to host the AVNs, would you
1,000,000%. Yeah. Me and the porn world have like come closer and closer constantly.
Yeah.
Where like porn stars come to my shows. There's sometimes I'm collabing with porn stars on different things, going on porn podcasts and stuff like that. That's a world, and that's just a genuine collaboration, because if you go see me live, I talk about sex and relationships and stuff a lot. So that it's just a perfect blend of my material versus the online content versus these worlds coming together.
Yeah. So when does it happen?
When do I host the MVA?
No. Yeah. When do you have sex on camera and do jokes during? Like, when do you? Or when do you have two people have sex on stage and please invite me because it's my idea, and then we commentate it and make jokes while it's happening?
Yeah, dude, live stitches.
So I don't think I have the balls to fuck on camera. I don't think I got what it takes.
What
to
about
do that?
The shaft?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I was making a child's joke because you said you didn't have the balls. I said, what about that? I was making a really bad elementary school joke. Listen, we got to fill the time, guys.
What do you want?
What's that? I was like, what is the shaft? Is this something I could use to fuck on camera? But no, I don't know if I could do it. Maybe if I work up to it, potentially, but that's been pitched to me a lot. Like, are you going to start an OnlyFans? Are you going to do this? You could have these girls come on, different types of content. I had this idea for something, and I still want to do this, but I have to wait until after certain opportunities come, because if you go into porn, it closes a lot of doors. A lot of people won't work with you, but I would love to do something that's a comedy thing but requires porn. Like if I did like an OnlyFans series that was like busting sex myths or something, like I'm like, is squirt pee? And then we go through a whole breakdown with a scientist, and we also have a porn star there, and then it leads up to the end where it's almost like a Jackass thing where I drink pee and squirt, and then I determine the difference.
Wow, that's a great idea.
And do a bunch of different things that are
what would
all
the other
porn
myths be.
Can you come from someone touching your prostate, like different things like that? There's all
I'm gonna tell you, brother.
I've done the science, brother. Yeah, I busted that myth for sure.
Taking a dump shouldn't cost you money. End your relationship with costly toilet paper. Cleaning with baby wipes get nasty chemicals all up in those cheeks. Washing with Hello Tushy Bidet saves your butthole. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, see why millions of real pooping humans already love the Hello Tushy Bidet. Every Hello Tushy Bidet attachment comes with a 30-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. I love bidets. I love a clean old butt. And I love my partners having a clean old butt. And I say, hey, no butt stuff till you use this bidet. Hey, don't be gay. Use the bidet. I just made that up. The Hello Tushy Bidet cleans your bum with a fresh stream of water that is 2 times better than wiping and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and everything you touch. This is just my own disclaimer. You should probably still wipe and just like use the bidet as kind of like a, I don't know, like a mouthwash after you brush your teeth, just to
be safe. Because it's like, if you don't brush your teeth, you just use mouthwash, you're still going to have some like dirt and grime in there. May not smell that bad, but it ain't that clean. And you're going to want to treat your bum hole better than your mouth hole. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. A Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in under a year. Stop wiping and start washing. Go to hellotushy.com/guys and use promo code GUYS for 10% off your first order. That's hellotushy.com/guys, G-U-Y-S, for 10% off.
I like the idea of a porn podcast, just like they're doing their porn WTF. They're like, so who are your guys? And you're like, that guy with the gun tattooed on his leg.
Yeah, I love his stuff. I like the alphabet leg guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I would want to mix it. Like
That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, I like the more I've been merging with that world, but I do need to let some other opportunities come through before I fully commit.
Right.
Yeah. Where it doesn't matter what the fuck you do after. Yeah.
Yeah, like when porn stars come to show, do people recognize them?
Sometimes,
and
yeah.
Does
yeah.
it make it weird, or is it just like normal?
I think they're used to that lifestyle, so yeah. It's always like low key for them. Like they come, they take pictures, they hang out, and they're just like yeah, we just want to fucking chill or
hang
whatever.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
But it's also like I did a fucking pod with Angela White and Phoenix Marie.
Oh yeah,
I thought I was gonna be so nervous, and I was like almost giddy. Like I was like a little kid being like, oh my god, they're gonna be here. Oh, she has huge tits. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, these women are senators.
Yeah. I'm always stuck in between the world of like joking, and then I'll make like a flirty joke and they'll go along with it. And then my brain short circuits is like, is there a chance we could make the joke happen?
Yeah. I know what your fucking pussy looks like. Yeah, fuck, I know what it looks like.
You know when you're in like third grade and you think there's a real world chance you could have sex with a teacher or whatever?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, that's what
in
it
your
is.
Brain. Yeah, and that's the same. That's the adult version of that where you're like, totally. she could say it at any time.
Yeah.
She could ask me to go in the bathroom right now.
How do you not just like try to fuck all of them?
Well, I'm like, I don't know what lane to be in. I try to be
super
respectful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know if I should comment like I like your porn. Like
right.
I'm like I just try to keep it super respectful.
Huge fan of your work.
And you do what for work?
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like that's the elephant in the room. Do I be like I really like your stuff? But I've been told by porn stars like, yeah, I love hearing that people like my work. So it's like, okay.
My lane is always like super positive. I am a sex positive person, but it's just keeping the conversation always like very, like never,
totally.
And nothing degrading around sex or around sex work or around pornography.
Yeah.
Because that's also my mentality towards it. I think it's very strange how much sex is a part of everything we do. It's like part of your relationships, motivations. People build monuments because of sex. They're like, it's in branding and on TV, and yet we're supposed to feel ashamed of it. That's weird. And so I try to just like normalize it as much as possible.
To be clear, Ian should be ashamed of the stuff that he does.
Yeah.
Let's be really clear.
Yeah, you're on a podcast called Bye Guys right now.
Right there with you, brother.
If it's regular man and regular woman doing it, then it's good. Oh, all the other times are fucked up.
You're in the fast lane. I am on an uphill battle. I am Sisyphus. Which is what I'm trying to normalize. Sissy fist.
Oh. Have you had your ass fisted? No, okay.
That's crazy. That
I don't like stuff done to my ass.
You don't like stuff done to your ass?
Not even
I like it played with, but I don't like getting fucked.
Yeah.
Unless it's from
you like people knocking on the door.
Yeah, but I don't let them inside.
Yeah. You look at them through the ring camera.
I'll get fucked in the ass by trans girls if they're into that. That's fine. Yeah. But like,
Because you like it, or just because you want them to like you so much they can do what they want?
I honestly, it's because trans women are women to me, so it's like this, like next level connection of femininity in a way.
Sure,
you know, like. But with a guy, I'm like, I can't take you seriously.
This guy was
fucking me one time, and he's like, yeah, you like that? And I was like, shut up, man.
Like, hey, bro, dude, cool.
Yeah. I was like, dude, cool it, all right?
Act like you've been here before.
I had to be like, well, you're going to stop. This sucks, you know? But then with a trans woman, it's like almost like an extension of like, I don't know. It's like, it's weird. Because I'd get pegged by a woman, you know.
I don't like that most of the time women who are into pegging are into the degradation part.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, don't make me feel like less of a man. I want to be vulnerable with you and you're punishing me.
Yeah.
I don't like any degradation.
Either do I. I was with the guy who was like, are you going to come at me? You're a fucking pussy. Are you a man or not? I was like, I am a man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Be nice.
I told Shane the story once. I remember we were walking through the O'Hare Airport underneath all the flags from Home Alone. And I'm telling him this story where I was having sex with this woman, I think. And I don't want to assume what their gender is, but they had a delicious pussy.
Cool.
But I was having sex with this woman, and she goes, oh, you're a good boy. And I stopped having sex with her, and I go, I'm not a dog.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy. I would like good boy.
I
would like good boy.
I would also
like mommy's boy.
First of all, I'm a good man.
I would like you're
and a good friend.
I would like good boy more than like, are you a man or not?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, good boy's like nurturing.
Yes.
It's like that mommy
That's what I like. I feel like if I have sex with a trans woman and she's fucking me, it's almost like a deeper connection in nurturing.
Yeah.
In
she's like balls in your ass.
Yeah. You can't get
That's the full Philadelphia. if they push those in too, you're like, whoa.
Sick.
Really?
It makes me sick.
Oh my God.
No, I go talk to him. I'm not a baby. Yeah. Talk to me like a man.
Oh, baby.
Then you say,
me,
good
baby.
Job at work, and you shake my hand while I'm eating. you don't say, oh, good.
You're going to get a raise.
Yeah, you're a good boy. No, I'm not.
No, you're
I'm
right.
a rude man.
You're nurturing.
It's a nurturing thing. When a lady's like aggressive, like she wants to like pin your wrist down or like choke you or something, I always find it funny. Because I'm like, I could kill you.
I
could kill you.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you trying to fool, little guy?
Yeah. When a woman chokes me, it's the same way as when like a little kid gives you like a fake cup of tea. And you're like, oh, it's so good.
you really hurt me.
I love when they try and you're like fully breathing. I don't feel anything.
I'm breathing better. It's like I have a nose strip on. This is crazy.
Oh, God damn. So funny.
Yeah,
that stuff is hilarious.
Yeah.
I like to feel nice. I want to feel desired.
Yes,
you know what I mean? I want to like connect with a person.
Yeah, and I wonder if because there is this fucking crazy like degradation thing that like women like where they want to be degraded and this and that. And I wonder if that's truly what they want or if it's what they think we want them to want because of pornography.
It bums me out. I don't like it at all. And you know what else? I hate when sex has roles. Is it a role? This isn't Dungeons and Dragons. Why do I have a job? I want sex to be a collaboration between two people.
Yeah.
Like you can be aggressive at points and I'm more submissive or vice versa, but it should be an ebb and a flow. The idea that you're like, I'm going to be submissive and you're going to be dumb. You have a job and you have to act a certain way. It's like, damn, I don't, all these rules.
Clocking in at the pussy factory.
Yeah, dude. I hate that. I want
do
it to be.
Another shift down at the pussy factory.
Like, what if we were emotionally intelligent.
Sliding down a big dick like
you're walking past your friend who's got a hard hat on.
Yeah. Oh, brother, you're still wearing that thing?
Yeah.
I thought
the boss
ups here.
Instead of being covered in coal, you're covered in squirt.
Yeah, they're really driving the whip today.
Yeah.
Dude.
I picture the Looney Tune characters, the one, it wasn't Wiley, it was whatever his counterpart was that would try to steal the sheep, and they would. And then there was like the sheepdog, and they would fuck with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they would clock out and be like, ah, fucking.
That's the best thing
ever. That's what we gotta do.
The Looney Tunes had some all time great. There's an episode of Bugs Bunny I think about every day where Bugs Bunny is fighting a witch the whole time.
Yeah.
And the witch is trying to kill him and cook him in her pot.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the episode, he blasts her own magic back at her and she becomes a hot woman. And then he leaves with her, like he's going to date her now or whatever. And then he turns to the camera as the episode begins to close, and he looks into the little hole and he goes, come on, guys, they're all witches on the inside. And then the episode ends. Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, as a 9-year-old, I was like, yeah, they are, though.
He is right.
God,
that's a perfect way to end the episode. Dude, I can't thank you guys enough. This was so fun. Again, go see these guys on the road. They're the fucking best. It's always a great time when we all get to hang out.
Dude, so fun.
on behalf of Zach and the crew, thank you guys. This is your old pal Ian saying bye, guys.
Love you. Bye.